Those 10 brief statements of law God gave through Moses on Mount Sinai, are they commandments or suggestions? The answer is not difficult, is it? God means precisely what he says and expects complete obedience on our part. And that brings up a second question. Why? Why should we keep these commandments of God? The answer here also seems plain and obvious. In order to be good in God's eyes, so that we might one day go to heaven. But this answer is wrong. In fact, it is worse than wrong, for it denies the truth of the most important thing God ever did for us, namely the truth that Jesus Christ kept God's law in our place and paid the terrible penalty for our sins against God's holy law. If we trust in what Jesus has accomplished by his living and dying for us, we will not be using the commandments, the law, as a way to try to get right with God, but rather as a guide in living our thanks to God for his salvation in Christ. For as the Apostle Paul says in Romans 10, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.